Song leaders, this is Come Light the Lamps, which is a lamp lighting piece we're going to sing during Lent. And it can be done a variety of ways, depending on how many folks you have and how strongly the group is singing. It can have two parts. That's the simplest version. If you want to add a little more interest, there's a third part that can be added that's a little tricky. And then on top of it all, there's a descant line that can be sung by a soloist, either a soprano or a tenor. So we're going to do this with the Shruti box on silver in the key of C. And I'm going to teach you the parts one by one. So the low part goes like this. It's on the bottom note of the Shruti. Come light the lamps, come light the lamps, come light the lamps, come light the lamps. It's just like that, over and over and over again. So you can kind of sing it twice and then get the group going. And then just keep them going, and then you're gonna teach them the second part over the top that goes like this. Come light the lamps, 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 come light the lamps. And just get them doing that. So together it's going to sound like this. Come light the lamps, 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 come light the lamps. Great. So then, if you're feeling like it's possible, you can add a little third part. And I would give this part to like a ringer or someone who's kind of ready to do it, because it's a little bit, it's a little tricky to figure out where to come in because it has a little pickup. So it goes like this. One, two, three. Come light the lamps. 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 Like that. And actually, through the whole piece, you have to be really careful not to let the pitch sink. It's easy for everything to kind of just get lower and lower, but try to keep your eyebrows raised and to keep the pitch nice and high. So all together, all of those pieces sound like this. Come light the lamps, 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 come light the lamps. So that's all three parts going. The other option that you have is to just teach parts one and two, and then to do to just skip part three entirely and to do the solo line that goes over the top once everything's established. Or you can teach part one, two, and three with the solo line. So here's what it's going to sound like when you add part one, two, and three, and then the solo on top of it. Okay, here we go. Come light the lamps, 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 come light the gracious light, Lord Jesus Christ. Great. So now what I'm going to do is just pull out the solo section so that you can hear what that solo sounds like by itself.
One thing to know about the solo is that the way that the melody is constructed sort of pushes against the melody that's set up in parts 1, 2, and 3. So just be prepared to feel that kind of push. And then also figuring out how to come in is a really important piece of it. So I always count like, come light the lamps, come light the 3, 4. Oh, gracious light, Lord Jesus Christ. So if you just are able to count to 4 and come in on the and of 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, gracious light, Lord Jesus Christ, then that'll help. And you can even, if you're singing the solo, take a little break between verses and kind of let yourself just sort of take a break for a minute and then come back in on verse 2 and then verse 3. Okay, so here's the solo part.
Oh, gracious light.